The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Just Figures have a shorter show today, so I have a lot more stuff to get to than yesterday. Funny how life is that way, huh? 840 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. We've got the Brewers coming your way at 10:35, who are now, I don't know if it's official, but the streaky Milwaukee Brewers. Win four, lose four. It doesn't look like they are now. It's looking less likely. Like they're going to pick up the pitcher I believe they face today. They face Price today, I think. I said I thought that might be a good acquisition. Clearly, they're just inconsistent offense is the biggest problem right now. Anyway, hopefully they can salvage a game here. 11-10 first pitch. We'll have it right here again. The pregame at 10:35. So just be prepared for that. You know, I have to start with this. I have to, Jason. There is a listener out there who insists I say police never do wrong. Have I ever said that? When you believe something, you never want to let reality interfere. Yeah, Jason sent me one where an officer pushed over a guy. Was it a wheelchair or was it actually more of like the scooter / electric chair? Electric wheelchair, is that what it was? The guy does kind of run over his foot a little bit. Oh, I'm not defending it. I'm not defending it. It was indefensible. He pushes the poor guy over. Absolutely indefensible behavior by a police officer. I point that out all the time. But when you hate cops, when you have a bigotry toward a specific class of people, you are blinded by that hatred and you just refuse to see reality. Not much I can do about that. Are there bad cops? Of course there are. Are there people who are ethically challenged in all professions? Yes. Including my own profession. There are conservative talk show hosts with whom I've taken issue with their behavior. There are probably people who challenge me on things. Try to be, you know, above board on these things, on all things, and as honest as I can. But even then, there are people who would accuse me of one thing or another. I understand that. I get that. But there are people legitimately with ethical, quite frankly, questionable ethics in my profession. In medicine, in law. That doesn't mean that most cops are bad. However, because of the trust in which the public puts such huge level of trust in their hands, they're very powerful. Even when a small percentage lapse, I admit it's a big deal. But it is still a small percentage. But to stress, yes, when that small percentage act out, they need to be called out. And I do. Here in Green Bay, I conceded. Derek Wicklund is an officer that I think needs monitoring. I think in the end, the decision that he was cleared of wrongdoing was the right one based on the totality of the evidence. But I think there were warning flags about him that should be heeded. That there are some things he might should change. Absolutely. But just the way people hold a perception. You don't think Cubs ever do wrong. That's right, except when I think they do wrong. Other than that, you're absolutely right. And it's ridiculous to say that I've never called out law enforcement. I have. And I will continue to. So, all right. I already spent more time. No, we're not going to. Somebody actually wanted to talk about Derek Wicklund again? See, it's exactly what I'm talking about. Well, I was there. Is that the guy? I was there. I saw it. You don't know if that was the guy. We won't assume that was the guy. But, yeah, we won't assume that was the guy. We won't do that. We won't make assumptions about who's calling. We will be cautious about that. All right, I actually want to get on to other things. There was a debate last night in Fond du Lac on the sixth district candidates, well, three of them. Right Wisconsin, a conservative website for which I write, sponsored it. Going through their review of it, I don't see anything amazing other than they did have over 400 people there, which I think is actually pretty impressive. But nothing is jumping out at me. They did snap at each other a little bit. Now, there are actually four candidates for that office. Tom Denow, I'm not sure how he pronounces his name, former, I believe, technical college instructor. He was not included in last night's debate. I made the decision to include him in our debate here tomorrow because I decided it's not up to me to arbitrarily choose who is and isn't a legitimate candidate. They all got the required signatures. They're all on the ballot. They're all recognized by the Government Accountability Board. With all due respect to the guy whose name I can't even pronounce, I would consider him a second-tier candidate just because he doesn't have the name recognition, the resources, and so on. But listeners can decide that tomorrow. That is from 9 to 11. And here's how I'm going to do this. By the way, remind me, Jason, I didn't send anything to the Appleton paper, and I should because it's probably a bigger deal. I sent it to the Green Bay paper, the Green Bay TV stations, wispolitics.com. I did send it to the Madison and Milwaukee papers, but they don't even look like they covered the one in Fond du Lac, so I don't know if they're going to be all excited about one up in Green Bay. But anyway, that's tomorrow, and obviously all the heat and light is Dewey Strobel has been very aggressive against both Grothman and Joe Lipom, but even more so Joe Lipom. The way I'm going to do this, the first hour tomorrow, I'm going to ask about all of that stuff, and it's just me. I'm going to ask about all of that stuff, the dynamic of the campaign to date, what they have said about each other. The second hour is going to be all issue questions, including, is it extreme to suggest President Obama should be impeached? Glenn Grothman has been called out for that. He's the only one that has gone that far. So that will be tomorrow. Friday, we have Paul Ryan on after 10:30. I'm looking forward to that because it's pretty monumental proposal on his part in terms of anti-poverty and is he moving to the left as it has been suggested? Oh, Jesse Ventura won his defamation lawsuit, huh? Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, which, by the way, before I share this story, one of the things we did is we toured the state capitol in St. Paul. Mini bummer because it's under a massive renovation. And we couldn't see the dome or anything. It still looks weird to see his gubernatorial portrait in the hallway. All I can think of, and my daughters have no idea who the heck he is, all I can think of is, I don't have time to bleed from Predator. This is like, even though he's in his nice three-piece suit. That was the weirdest election ever. You lived in Minnesota while he was governor. That's when you were working at KSTP? Oh, really? Oh, he filled in for Jason Lewis. Ah. So did you actually interact with the body? Oh, you did. Jesse the Body Ventura. How many governors have had that nickname? Anyway, enough of that. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura won $1.8 million Tuesday in his two-year fight to prove he was defamed by a military sniper and best-selling author who claimed to have punched out Ventura at a bar for bad-mouthing the Navy SEALs. A federal jury sided with Ventura in his lawsuit against American sniper author Chris Kyle, who was killed last year in Texas. Though Ventura honed a tough guy reputation as a pro wrestler and action movie actor, he maintained the legal battle was about clearing his name among his beloved fellow Navy SEALs, not about losing a supposed fight. Kyle, reputed to be the deadliest sniper in U.S. military history, said in his memoir that he punched Ventura in California in 2006 after Ventura said the SEALs deserved to lose a few in Iraq. Ventura disputed the confrontation, including the punch ever happened. Wasn't present for the verdict. Jurors declined to comment to reporters as they left the courthouse. So what it comes down to is it's now on appeal, or potentially on appeal. But anyway, the money would come from the estate because Kyle is deceased. Very interesting case. All right. Enough on that. I actually did not mean to get to that in this segment. U.S. second quarter GDP expands at a seemingly robust 4.0 rate. In other words, 4% second quarter GDP expansion. That would be robust. This from the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. economy rebounded strongly this spring after a first quarter contraction, eking out positive growth over the past 6 months and raising hopes for sustained growth in the second half of 2014. GDP, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the economy, advanced at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4%, the Commerce Department said. The Wall Street Journal, the economists they had surveyed, figured 3% for the quarter. So it appears to be an outperforming of what was anticipated. An upturn in inventory building and an acceleration in consumer spending led the broad gains and offset a larger drag from increased imports. The solid gains come on the heels of a first quarter when the economy shrank at 2.1%. While still the worst quarter of the current recovery, the figure reflects an upward revision from a previously estimated 2.9% contraction. The economy only grew at about a 1% pace overall for the first half of 2014. Annual revisions also released yesterday show the economy also expanded at a 4% pace in the second half of last year, the best six-month stretch in 10 years. But figures over the past 5 years, including new revisions back to 2011, continue to tell a familiar tale. Unable to string together several quarters of steady growth, the recovery that began in 2009 is the weakest since World War II. So what does it mean? Clearly, the economy is improving. Clearly, though, it's not creating sustainable full-time jobs. It's overall stagnant. And there's a story that I don't know, with the shortened show today, I don't know if we're going to get to this or not. But yesterday there was a story out that we didn't get to. Now, I've never denied this. As a young man, I made some financial mistakes. And I think, though, only once it got to the point where I had a collection agency on my case. I think it was only once. But in my early 20s, I I was irresponsible. I've never denied that. 35% of Americans, 35% of Americans have debt that's gone to collection. More than one in three. How healthy can the economy be? One in three have debt in, more than that, have debt in collection. So they say we are tight on time because I also want to get to the story where the Pennsylvania State Police, were they discriminating against women with physical requirements that a lot more men than women could meet? I actually want to get your thoughts on that one. But right after 9, I had been supportive of Governor Scott Walker bringing up the Trek outsourcing issue because I said it showed the hypocrisy of Mary Burke. Businesses and business leaders and conservatives think Walker needs to stop this. Are they right? I'll get to that at 9:06. It's 8:56.
Are you looking for a conservative who will fight the liberals in Madison?